Thanks for coming tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the service thus far, and I hope that you open your heart to John chapter 1, verse 16. Here's what John 1, verse 16 says. From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. I want to talk about that word for just a moment, the word blessing. It's an interesting word, and I wonder if you've ever said a blessing. If somebody has asked, would you say the blessing? I'm a pastor, and so sometimes, would you say a blessing on the meal? And we obviously know that's a prayer, and I don't know if you've ever done that before, but would you say a blessing? Some of you have received a blessing from somebody. They've pronounced a blessing upon you, and you've received a blessing. Maybe it has been an encouragement to you, or somebody has blessed you with something, and all of a sudden you have this, like, car that you really like, not like a junky car. Here is a blessing of a car. No, I don't want that. That's not such a good blessing. But it's a blessing of a car to you, and you're like, wow, this is dynamic and awesome. Maybe it has been a financial blessing. Somebody just knew, and they came up to you, and then all of a sudden, here, and you received this money, and it's like, it just blessed you. Or maybe for you, it was the blessings of a medical bill paid, or maybe it was some kind of a gift. I hope this doesn't happen here in the next couple of moments, but maybe you will sneeze. Didn't happen in the 4 o'clock service, but if you sneeze, somebody around you might say, bless you, or God bless you. It's kind of funny that people would use that word. In Old Testament times, a blessing was passed on to someone when someone was about to die. And if I just may speak to those who have a little less hair or a little more gray hair maybe than I do, if you're like in the older generation somewhere, I encourage you, pronounce blessings on some younger ones, some that you see and you're like, I want to just bless you, and you have a grandchild and you're like, I just want to pronounce a blessing. There's something that happens when an older person does that. This is what I believe. We are truly a blessed people. If you're an American, and I'm looking around the room, and I think most of you are, if you're not, welcome to America, and you're blessed to be here even now. But if you're an American, what a blessed individual you are. We get focused sometimes on someone else, and we miss out on all the blessings we have. Now, please don't do this. Don't look at somebody around the room and you're like, well, I wish I had those blessings instead of these blessings. They sure seem to be blessed more. We all are blessed. We're blessed with families. Aren't families wonderful? Thank you. Thank you. At the 4 o'clock service, I said, that was a good time for amen, and nobody said it, of course. Some of us have rough spots in our families. Another good timely. Okay, not some of us. All of us have rough spots in our families. But we are blessed by our families. If you don't remember that, just let me tell you now. You're blessed by your family. And you should just go home tonight and say, I'm blessed by my family. Now, sometimes there's a weird uncle, and of course, I've mentioned this before. If you're a guy in the room and you're like, we don't have any weird uncles in our family, don't look too long in the mirror. We are blessed because Jesus has given us so much. You have been given life. That is a blessing. You have been given breath. That is a blessing. There are some of you in this room who have been on oxygen before, and that is like, oh, I can't breathe, or you have asthma, and it's really tough. And it's a blessing that you have life and that you have breath. You've heard the phrase from the Bible, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I hope you receive that blessing. But I want to talk about the blessing tonight that's being mentioned in John chapter 1, verse 16. For his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. The blessing is his grace, his unlimited, unmerited, undeserved grace that he continues to give to each of us. And all of mankind, you are blessed. What does it mean that we're blessed with this grace? It means that as a human race, we're all born sinners. And without a remedy for that sin, we are destined for hell. I know it's supposed to be nice and cozy, but if you have a home in heaven with Jesus Christ, then you do. And if you've received the blessing of His grace, which He continues to give, we can receive and partake of the fullness of His grace. If you look in John 1:14, it says this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory." Glory is the only Son from the Father, full of grace. God is full of grace for each of us. This blessing of grace continues to go. Just like the video, it doesn't stop. It never ends, whether it be 8 seconds, 8 months, 8 weeks, whatever it is. This gift of grace is not going to wear out like the coat or the sweater or the dress or the pair of socks or whatever kind of clothing you're going to get that maybe you want, maybe you don't want. This grace lasts longer than any gift card that can be sent. The grace is still available even when you take your real tree and dump it outside because it's dead because of not having any life, or the grace is still there even when you put your Christmas decorations away for another year. This grace is even offered to any of us if we've cursed or belittled the name of Christ. His grace continues, and that's a blessing. God's grace is overwhelmingly yours for the taking. The fullness, all of God's grace. What if we truly understood and accepted God's fullness of grace? I encourage you to accept and rely upon God's grace. I want to let you know this. I will not push. I will not pressure you to ask Jesus into your heart and be a part of that. He doesn't pressure you as well. The Bible says He stands on the outside, knocks, and we have to be the ones to open. But if we receive the blessing of grace in our life, then our lives just change their trajectory in so many different ways. Maybe you forgot of the blessings that you have. Maybe you've forgotten of the blessings of grace. May I remind you that the Word of God says, "For from His fullness we have all received one gracious blessing after another." And it continues on. You did nothing to deserve that, by the way. Nothing. You were born, you were given life, and you were given God's grace. Freely receive that blessing, and may you bring Christ into your Christmas. Lord Jesus, I thank You for each person that's here. Thank You for their heart and for their life. And I ask that we would receive the blessing of grace. May each one of us not miss out on the blessing of grace that You have given to us. Oh God, I pray in the quietness of this moment, if somebody here has missed out on that grace or something's happened with that grace, I pray that they would, for the first time or again, pick up the grace and say, "I'm so undeserving, but God, thank You for Your blessing that You continue to give to me." Thank You, Jesus. We pray all this in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we want to have a little candlelight time here, and we're going to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. I'm going to light my candle here real quick. I hope that you got a candle on your way in. As we sing this tonight, I just want to remind you of the blessing that we have of grace. And so as you light your candle, as you look deep into the candle, may you be reminded of God's blessings of grace upon your life. One piece of instruction, if you're the one that's going to be dipping into the candle, make sure you just, if you have the lit candle, make sure you hold it up and the other person dip in so we don't have wax all over. That's just one piece of instruction. Thank you for being a part of this, and may God speak to your heart in these next few moments. With those who are assisting, please come. Thank you.
so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Please hear these words of benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming.